Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
From deep behind enemy lines, Austin, Texas, you are listening to the Alex Jones Show. It is the 16th day of January, 2007. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones today and tomorrow. Alex will be back next week, spending some much-needed time with his family, recharging his batteries so we can jump in with both feet to fight for you, your families, and to fight the New World Order, and to continue on with the 2007 edition of the InfoWar. I'm Jack Blood from Deadline Live, again filling in for Alex Jones today. We have a ton of news to report. We'll be taking some of your calls. We'll be playing a few clips, and we will have a few guests. Joining us at the top of the second hour, Sal Costello, TexasTollParty.com. Sal and his group have been fighting the toll roads down here in the NAFTA highway now for about 2.5-3 years. They are relentless. They never give up. They have had some victories. A big vote tonight, a Campo vote if you live here in Texas. Tomorrow night, and something that we certainly want to promote here on the Alex Jones Show. Joining us in the third hour on the broadcast today, Dean Lawrence Belville of the Massachusetts School of Law. They are sending out ultimatums to the president, to your government, and they are charging a march of unprecedented size if the Congress does not stop the Iraq war. They're buckling in for a long ride here with Iraq, and we'll have Dean Velble. He also once sued President Nixon to try to stop the Vietnam War, chastised congressional Democratic leadership for stating that they will not cut off funds for the U.S. troops. And he is a constitutionalist, folks, so we'll be honored to have the dean with us, Dean Lawrence Belville, joining us in the third hour of our broadcast today. Here's what we're going to get to or try to get to during the program, and specifically here in the first hour, we'll talk more about Iran. Robert Gates, your new Secretary of Defense, has come out and admitted that the buildup, the military buildup in the Persian Gulf is for Iran. Sorry, Iran. I keep doing that. Also, has the Iran war already started? This is what Haaretz.com is writing, and this is coming right out of Israel. Also, regarding Iran, they get missiles from Russia, which, of course, would be great for propaganda. That is, if it wasn't also revealed, they've received army gear from the Pentagon. That's right. We're about to, or potentially, or allegedly, go to war in Iran, and we're sending them the army gear to fight us. We'll talk a little bit about Cheney and spying and the fact that Bush and Cheney just haven't blinked since they lost Congress and the Senate. They obviously know something that you and I do not, or they are insane. I guess you can look at it either way. Of course, Bush, the script reader, just not in the loop. I don't think he quite understands the level of hatred of not just Americans, but people around the world. And not for America, but for the Bush administration, for the neocons. We'll also talk about a law that could come into effect. I put that law in the quotations because some of you know what that means. Regarding disclosure of government data mining, this could become U.S. law. We'll try to talk about that. The Scooter Libby trial begins, and people talking about how this could become a high-profile bloodletting, no pun intended. Now, we'll talk a little bit about, if we have time today, and if not, we'll try to get to this tomorrow, or we'll get to this sometime in this my 5 hours on the air today with GCN. The 7/7 bombings, a lot of new developments in that, including the trial of the staged copycat bomber. Of course, they didn't really have any evidence, or no evidence that they've been able to share with us here, the public at large, regarding the 7/7 bombing and who might be guilty of that. So they staged the copycat event and got that all on film. So that should certainly convince anybody out there who doesn't believe that 7/7 is a staged government-sponsored terror attack. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this, folks. Please stay tuned.
It's
here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your 3 free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I thank you for joining us today. Obviously, you care about this country, or you'd be listening to some neocon screaming head like Lush Limbaugh. So you must care about your country, you must care about the world, you must care about yourself, your neighborhood, your neighbors, your co-workers, the people on the street. Otherwise, why else would you tune in? I know I'm in trouble when we start off the first segment. It's a 4 to 5 minute segment. I'm setting up the news and I run out of time before I can get out just the headlines that we want to talk about on the Alex Jones Show today. So obviously we're not going to get to all of it, but we'll do our very best. New report out, Steve Watson came out Monday, and I meant to get to this yesterday. Robert Gates, Iran is target of military buildup. Huge military deployment in Gulf is ominous. Neocon propaganda is mounting. Steve Watson, Infowars.net. The Defense Secretary Robert Gates today announced, that was yesterday, that the massive increase in military power in the Persian Gulf is directly aimed at Iran. Gates' comments followed a weekend of intense and heavily loaded rhetoric on the part of many neocon figureheads, signaling the faintest spark could ignite a huge escalation of the conflict in the Middle East. Speaking in Brussels after meeting NATO officials, Mr. Gates said, "We are simply reaffirming that statement, the importance of the Gulf region and the United States and our determination to be an ongoing strong presence in that area for a long time in the future." Now, some could call this saber rattling. If so, it's extremely expensive and provocative. in just about every sense of the word. Gates said that the Patriot, you like this, folks, talk about Orwellian, doublespeak, newspeak. Gates said that the Patriot anti-missile missiles, aircraft carriers, cruise missile firing ships have been deployed in order to show Iran that the U.S. means business and will not be distracted by the turmoil in Iraq. The buildup has now been going on for weeks and shows no sign of being purely a warning. The Patriot missiles are intended to shoot down Iranian missiles. The naval forces are there to preempt Iranian interference with oil shipments, which would immediately cause retaliations to any strike. A former commander of the Russian Black Sea Fleet, Admiral Edward Bolton, yesterday revealed that he believes a missile attack on the Iranians is imminent, while Republican congressman and 2008 presidential candidate Ron Paul fears a staged Gulf of Tonkin-style incident may be used to provoke these airstrikes in Iran. In fact, this is a new war. And Ron Paul makes this very succinct in his speech before Congress, which was aired on C-SPAN. We're going to play that here in just a little bit. But the fact that, Bush needs, and Bush and Cheney, President Cheney, needs to have new authorization for war, he just doesn't have a blank check on the international war on terror as much as he might think that he does. We'll talk to our guest in the third hour about this specifically. So what is needed? What will scare Congress into not voting against authorization for war against Iran? Of course, Ron Paul nails it. It is a Gulf of Tonkin-style event. Indeed, the Far News Agency reported yesterday that there have already been rumors of non-existent clashes. These are rumors of non-existent clashes between Iranian and American battleships in Persian Gulf waters. A senior Iranian official viewed the rumor as part of the enemy's psychological war in Iran. And basically what they're saying here is there doesn't even have to be a Gulf of Tonkin incident. There just has to be rumors of one. And maybe that will be enough. I'm sure there's some type of beta test going on here just to see exactly what reaction there might be to these rumors. Last week, U.S.-led forces in northern Iraq arrested five Iranians who the U.S. military says were connected to an Iranian Revolutionary Guard faction that funds and arms insurgents in Iraq, a claim that Iran has also rejected. I would assume they'd have proof, or at least manufactured proof of that. This sudden assertion is comical. Why would Iranian Shiites want to arm Iraqi Sunnis, writes Steve Watson, and that's an excellent observation. Who would want to kill Iraqi Shiites allied with Iran? A few appearances on the U.S. propaganda outlets by the neocons are supposed to convince us that this is now the case, however. This is much like a story that came out. We still have it up at jackblood.com. Probably came out about 6-8 months ago. Big headline story. It was such a joke that we actually covered it as comedy and not as news, and that was Osama bin Laden's son is up working with the Iranians, their avowed enemy, Shiite-backed Persians. This is what, if you read any of Greg Palast's work in his new book, Armed Madhouse, is fantastic on a lot of levels. He goes over this and the fact that Bush, the Saudis, and allegedly Osama bin Laden, Mr. Goldstein, all seem to have the same objectives, and that is to put out and to create a Islamist super state, which wouldn't likely include the Persians or the Shiites. So these people are mortal enemies, and this, of course, can be understood if you just take a look at the news in Iraq at any time where they're killing each other. But they want us to believe this, and they consider the fact that, we're dumbed down and we're stupid, and we'll get all hyped up if Sean Vanity says something or if Limbaugh says something. We'll all, at least 16% of us, that seems to be the numbers, will support the war. I guess that's all they feel they need. That's a democracy, of course, folks. Has the war with Iran already started? This is being covered in Rosner's blog on Haaretz.com. Senator Joe Biden, the Democrat from Delaware, who's going to be running for president again, major gatekeeper, by the way, he spotted it at the end of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Biden looked sternly at the secretary and made one last point. Quote, If the president concluded he had to invade Iran or Syria in pursuit of these networks, I believe the present authorization granted to the president to use force in Iraq does not cover that, and he does need congressional authority to do that. I just wanted to set that marker. Well, isn't that nice of you? So the marker was set, but on the ground, events were already moving ahead of it. Last Thursday, U.S. forces raided Iranian targets in Erbil, Iraq, and detained five Iranian officials. Again, we just talked about that. As he mentioned in Wednesday night's speech, President Bush has ordered a second aircraft carrier along with the support ships to the Gulf. Succeeding in Iraq already requires defending its national integrity and stabilizing stabilization in the region in the face of extremist challenges, said the president. I think I mucked that up worse than he did. This begins with addressing Iran and Syria, he went on to say. And the comparisons will be made. If Bush was once Lyndon Johnson in Iraq, Vietnam, the president will now become Richard Nixon, and Iran will serve as neighboring Cambodia. Some of us remember 1970, Madam Secretary, Senator Chuck Hagel, who's been just all over Bush on this troop surge thing, a Republican out of Nebraska. Don't get me started on Hagel and his voting machines. But he told Rice, quote, and that was Cambodia. And when our government lied to the American people and said we didn't cross the border going to Cambodia, in fact, we did. And, you know, folks, this is what Haaretz probably isn't going to cover and what we've mentioned numerous times. We're told by President Cheney, I mean President Bush, that Junior, as I think people call him, temporary, as he's called in Skull and Bones, we're told that if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. Anybody harboring or working with terrorists will suffer the wrath of Cheney, I mean of the government. And here we are working with MEK, which are a known terrorist organization. We arrested these guys in Iraq, allegedly, and now they're working for us inside and around Iran. These are terrorists, much like we're protecting Luis Posada, terrorist bomber, here in this country. Because there are good terrorists and there are bad terrorists. Bad terrorists in Iran. Good terrorists in Pakistan. So it is the ultimate level of hypocrisy for George W. or Dick Cheney or any of these neocons, they're their supporters or their controllers, to have us believe that we have to go into Iran, Iraq, Syria, and the like because there are terrorists hiding there. We should know. Let's see how much time. We've got about 3 minutes here. I'm going to have to play this clip when we come back. It's, Let's give it a shot. I think it's about 2 minutes long, two, three minutes long. No, let's not give it a shot. Why push it? I want to play this clip of Ron Paul. I think it's about two, three minutes long, in front of Congress, really showing his muster, being bold, and talking about this next Gulf of Tonkin incident. This is being reported today. We'll just clean up this segment with this. Russian missiles delivered to Iran, Ivanov. Russia has delivered new anti-aircraft missile systems to Iran and will consider further requests by Tehran for defensive weapons, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Ivanov said earlier today. We have supplied the modern short-range anti-aircraft systems, the Tor-M1, in accordance with our contracts. Ivanov told reporters Iran is not under sanctions, and if it wants to buy defensive equipment for its armed forces, then why not? Defense Ministry source later told Reuters deliveries of hardware under the $1 billion deal, which has been criticized by the West, have not yet been completed. Washington and Israel have criticized the contract to supply these missiles to Iran. Well, on the other side of the coin, this is out of the Associated Press today, the U.S. military has sold forbidden equipment at least a half a dozen times to middlemen for countries including Iran and China, who exploited security flaws in the Defense Department's surplus auctions. This is how these people get it. I mean, here's what we're being told. Iran and others, Syria, are providing these weapons to the fighters in Iraq, although there are these open-air bazaar sales where you can buy U.S. equipment. Just anybody can buy it. We're going to talk more about this. I got to play a couple of these clips when we come back. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I'm Jack Blood. Stay tuned.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that at the 29 Palms Marine Base located in California, a questionnaire was given to Marines stationed there? It discussed the United States military under UN command. Would the Marines accept this? The final statement to be answered, yes or no, was, I would fire upon American citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the United States government. Is this what Americans want? Forced confiscation of guns? We'd like to help you understand how these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real.
the great Jamie Monacash. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. So you are listening to the Alex Jones Show and Genesis Communications Radio Network. It is Tuesday, and we are live. We're going to go to your calls here, try to slip a few calls in this first hour. I've got to finish this news about Iran. I want to play this clip by Ron Paul. I also have another clip for you today. Ray McGovern, it's a little bit of a flashback from September. He talks about 9/11, Norman Mineta. We have some Norman Mineta testimony as well. It's about a six-minute clip. We're going to try to insert this into the program today. I think it's quite an eye-opener. I want to go back to this garage sale, these bazaars, open bazaar sales of our used Pentagon parts. And according to federal investigators, Iran is anxious to get F-14 Tomcat fighter jets in the air, and they need parts to do that. Well, where are they getting them? Not from Russia, not from Syria, not from Hugo Chavez, getting them from the United States. In one case, a convicted middleman for Iran bought Tomcat parts from the Defense Department's surplus division. How much money you got, folks? Maybe we need to start buying some of this stuff. But custom agents confiscated them after the sale, returned them back to the Pentagon, which sold them again. Customs evidence tag still attached to another buyer, a suspected broker for Iran. That incident appalled even an expert on weakness in the Pentagon's surplus security controls. Quote, that would be evidence of a significant breakdown, in my view, in controls and processes, said Greg Kutz, the Government Accountability Office's head, the GAO's head of special investigations. Quote, it shouldn't happen the first time, let alone the second time. Of course, what we're talking about here, folks, is plausible deniability using arms dealers and middlemen. George Herbert Walker Bush, an expert in this, by the way, and this is how this is how Saddam Hussein and others got a lot of their weapons. We don't actually sell them. We just kind of put them out so the black market can get them where we know they're going to an alleged enemy, and I mean alleged. The Pentagon recently retired its Tomcats, and it's shipping tens of thousands of spare parts to its surplus office, the Defense Reutilization and Marketing Service. Everything has to be Orwellian, where they could be sold in public auctions. Iran is the only other country flying F-14s. It stands to reason Iran will be even more aggressive seeking F-14 parts, said Stephen Bogney, head of Immigration Customs Enforcement's Arms Export Investigations. That's a mouthful. Iran can only produce about 15% of the parts itself. Sensitive military surplus items are supposed to be demilitarized or demilled, rendered useless for military purposes, or if auctioned, sold only to buyers who promise to obey U.S. arms embargoes, export controls, and other laws. The GAO, again, the investigative arm of Congress, found it alarmingly easy to acquire sensitive surplus. Last year, its agents bought $1.1 million worth of rocket launchers, body armor, and surveillance antennas by driving onto the base and posing as defense contractors. They helped us load our van, Kutz said. Investigators used fake identity to access a surplus website operated by the Pentagon contractor and bought still more, including dozens of microcircuits used in F-14 fighters. The undercover buyers received phone calls from the Defense Department asking why they had no Social Security number or credit history. But they deflected the questions by presenting a phony utility bill and claiming to be an identity theft victim. There you go, folks. If you want to know how to do it, it's right here off the Drudge Report. I assume I'm not talking out of class. The Pentagon's public surplus sales took in $57 million in fiscal 2005. $57 million selling black market spare parts. The agency also moves extra supplies around within the government and gives surplus military gear such as weapons, armored personnel carriers, and aircraft to state and local law enforcement. Investigators have found that the Pentagon's inventory and sales controls are rife with errors. They say the sales are closely watched by friends and foes of the United States. Among cases in which U.S. military technology made its way from surplus auctions to brokers for Iran, China, and others, there's a long, long list here. But it's just incompetence, folks. It's just more incompetence, piled on top of incompetence. There's no agenda here. There's no plan. It's just incompetence. Don't worry about it. They have plausible deniability. We'll come right back. We'll air this clip. We'll go to your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire.
Welcome to the Johnny Cash, the ring of fire. Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones today.
The ring of
fire. It is now officially snowing in Austin, Texas, 20-some degrees. Here, deep in the south central Texas, the city has been paralyzed for days with a little bit of ice on the road and some snow, so I think we should call FEMA. I'm going to need them to come and sweep off my driveway, maybe give me an umbrella when I go to my mailbox, and tell me where the FEMA camp is. I need to go right now. I'm scared that this the snow might trap me here, and I won't know what to do. I need the government to help me. I'm gonna, as soon as I get off the air today, I'm going to call FEMA and have them come sweep out my driveway. I could slip and fall. I need the government's help to deal with this problem, but people here in the South don't really know how to deal with this kind of weather, and it's been, I think, very costly on a lot of levels. Thus, I am doing the program from the Deadline Live studios instead of the InfoWars studios today, not taking a chance. Not that I can't make it there and I can't drive there, but that other people won't be able to drive and will crash into me And, of course, I'm driving no insurance. And you know the story, folks. I'm sure many of you do the same thing. I want to play this clip real quick by Ron Paul. We talked about this yesterday, but here is the actual clip which aired on C-SPAN. It was his testimony in Congress. We're going to also go to your calls directly after this at 1-800-259-9231. Andrew, Wayne, and Joe, 1-800-259-9231. This is the Alex Jones Show, and this is your next president, Ron Paul, addressing Congress regarding Iran.
Our inability to adapt to the tactics of fourth-generation warfare compounds our military failure. Unless we understand this, even doubling our troop strength will not solve the problems created by our occupation. The talk of a troop surge and jobs program in Iraq only distracts Americans from the very real possibility of an attack on Iran. Our growing naval presence in the region and our harsh rhetoric toward Iran are unsettling. Securing the Horn of Africa and sending Ethiopian troops into Somalia do not bode well for world peace. Yet these developments are almost totally ignored by Congress. Rumors are flying about when, not if, Iran will be bombed by either Israel or the United States, possibly with nuclear weapons. Our CIA says Iran is 10 years away from producing a nuclear bomb and has no delivery system. But this does not impede our plans to keep everything on the table when dealing with Iran. We should remember that Iran, like Iraq, is a third world nation without a significant military. Nothing in history hints that she is likely to invade a neighboring country, let alone do anything to America or Israel. I am concerned, however, that a contrived Gulf of Tonkin-type incident may well occur to gain popular support for an attack on Iran. Even if such an attack is carried out by Israel over U.S. objections, we will be politically and morally culpable since we provided the weapons and the dollars to make it possible. Mr. Speaker, let's hope I'm wrong about this one.
Let's hope he's wrong about that, and that wasn't the best clip, of course, playing that off the Internet. But a lot of the noise I think you heard was chatter. That is the fellow congressional members talking, not listening to this most important speech. But obviously Ron Paul gets it. And obviously, by putting that on the record, other people in Congress have a chance to get it. If they'd only listen to Ron Paul and not AIPAC, I think we'd have a chance to fend this off. It is really a dire situation, and I don't mean to make light of it. You hear me maybe chuckling. It's a nervous chuckle because I know exactly what this means. It is World War III if this kicks off, and there's a short window left to make this happen. Everything seems to be getting into place, but we've been saying this for years. I think the neocons are a little bit apprehensive about trying to get away with this one. They might be biting off more than they can chew, and they know it. But if they can get away with it, we know that they will. 1-800-259-9231. This is the Alex Jones Show. Let's go to Andrew in Australia. Andrew, thank you for calling in. You're on the air.
Yes, good day, Jack. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Oh, good to hear.
I have to call FEMA. Thanks, there's some powdered snow in my driveway. I need to call FEMA and have them sweep that off for me.
Indeed, indeed. I'd be calling straight away. Mate, it would be great to have Ron Paul as president. That would be a fantastic thing. I just wanted to let you and your viewers know that in November I worked with U2, and I managed to give four copies of Terrorstorm to the band.
Okay.
Which was quite good. Just wanted to encourage all your listeners to do whatever they can to get out the message, and anything else you've got to say that's going on, Jack?
We have a lot to say. Thank you for the call, and thank you for doing that. Did you get a reaction from Bono on this, or the band U2, and giving them Terrorstorm?
Dressing room.
Uh-huh.
So I managed to put them out there, lay them out into their dressing room, and I didn't get a reaction, unfortunately. But it was, at least something.
Did you get to ask Bono about his recent knighthood, or alleged knighthood, by the Queen of England, which I'm sure is outrageous to
people well, now still big, in Irish prisons in the north of Ireland.
Well, that's a big worry, isn't it? I mean, that was one of the reasons for calling in. I was hoping to talk to Alex, but the thing is, you know, what's your take on Bono's world activism?
I think it's all a front. I don't buy into what he does largely, though he does criticize the bank loans by the IMF and the World Bank. He doesn't go into any of the details of what you have to put up for these loans, which I wish he would do. I don't know why
that's
he doesn't do it.
I'm afraid of what you're saying just there, too.
Yeah, yeah. You can have your Bonos and your Angelina Jolies. I'd rather have, you know, a couple more Andrews from Australia out there, to be honest with you. Thanks
well,
for the call. Hey.
Thank you, Jack.
Andrew, thanks for the call, man. Keep up the good work, and we appreciate all of our listeners down there in Australia who support us. So we got your back. We're trying to support you as well. I have another idea if you want to get active, and we're talking about Ron Paul. Call up these alleged libertarian talk show hosts with their neocon rhetoric like Neil Bortz, and I'm saying this, not Alex Jones. You can tell them Jack Blood told you to call. And say, well, you're a libertarian. Do you support Ron Paul for president? How come you haven't mentioned the fact that Ron Paul is running as a Republican for president? And put him on the spot. Bill Maher and others, they are alleged libertarians. Let's call their bluff and make them get out the news about Ron Paul. If not, well, you'll get in and you'll be able to do it. Let's go back to the phones, 800-259-9231. Wayne in Arkansas, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hello, yeah, this is Wayne in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
I have something totally different to talk about than what y'all are talking about right now. It has something to do with New York. They're trying to take my parental rights from me, from my daughter who was living in New York, but she's not now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who to contact. I've tried to contact legal aid. There,
I would Google. Are you on the computer?
I am.
I would Google father's rights. Okay.
Okay.
And you're going to find an attorney in Chicago. He's very expensive. I got to tell you, this is really one of the worst things happening in this country. And I'll just admit to you, Wayne, I've been through this. And I lost my daughter like this. It was in the best interest of the child that my daughter had nothing to do with the father ever.
Right.
And I was railroaded in a kangaroo court. My father-in-law was an esteemed person in the state, and the one first judge had to recuse himself because he was such good friends with the my daughter's family. So I know what you're going through. I would go ahead and try to find a father's rights advocacy group that would take your case pro bono, unless you have a lot of money. Jeffrey Levin, I think, is somebody you'd want to look for. Jeffrey Levin, L-E-V-I-N. And minimally, they can consult with your attorneys on the case. But this is a tough one, and I just wouldn't take no for an answer. If they rule against you, appeal and appeal and appeal again. Don't give up.
I've been fighting for 9 years already.
And they don't want to give your daughter to you because you're with Al-Qaeda?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
They'll find any reason.
But
I mean, the goal is to break up the family. And, you know, a daughter needs her father. A son needs his father. We need to keep families together here in this country. But, of course, the terrorists in black robes have seen to it that that doesn't happen.
Wife is married to God. I mean, that's what she's told them,
yeah.
The DSS people up there, and they won't. I told them that a long time ago, and they wouldn't believe me. And now they believe me because it's in their own documents.
Well, you're gonna have to get tough, Wayne. I'll tell you this from my own personal experience: don't take off the gloves.
I'm not. I will never stop fighting for my daughter. I love her.
Keep up the fight, Wayne. I feel for you, Jeffrey Levin. If you can. Remember that. Father's rights. He's out of Chicago, and I would at least get a consultation with their office and one of their attorneys and, you know, see where to go. But my thing is play rough. Don't give up. Thank you, Wayne, for the call, and good luck with your case. Let's go to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Happy New Year, Jack. And
Happy
everyone
New
else.
Year.
Yeah, this whole Iran thing. Emmanuel Goldstein strikes again.
Yeah.
Anyway, I sort of had a leftover 2007 prediction, and I'll tell you about my day in court tomorrow. But the prediction is that there's going to be a housing collapse in late July and August, and it's going to trigger the big cake sliding off of the plate rather than just the icing off the cake. So, but anyway.
Well, I mean, that could be true. We're already seeing all the signs of that. In fact, housing and building, it's all down right now as we speak. I just saw an article today that condos in some of the biggest cities in America are almost unsellable at this point.
So anyway, I have that for a prediction.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow I'm going to have my day in court, and I'm going to constitutionally challenge a policy. And it's going to sound exactly like the 1960s all over again, where they said separate but equal is the excuse they used to discriminate against people. And nowadays, money determines your rights, not the Constitution.
No, look at OJ.
Oh, yeah. But the thing being that nobody ever said that the Constitution was repealed. You still have those rights, but now everyone expects that the more money you pay into the system, the more rights that you have, and I think that's where we're going, and I'm saying no. And
you are being rated as a human. In fact, Dick Cheney has been searching your credit reports. He says it's perfectly legal.
I don't have a credit report.
I mean, we all do. This is the thing. I mean, this is what I'm talking to you about. We are being documented, as you say, on what contribution we have to the oligarchy and, you know, how we're living up to the expectations of said oligarchy. You know, they put a price on our head the minute we're born, and they feel, you know, we're worth a certain amount of money, $1 million, $2 million, $3 million. This is why you have to wear your seatbelt. They're not trying to protect you. They're trying to protect their investment, which is you.
14th Amendment says that we have to pay in, that we are subsidiaries of this USA corporation incorporated in Maryland or something. But I do know that in order to challenge a law or a policy, you have to get it into the court system. And I feel for Wayne, too. You know, my advice for him is never give up. They're going to want to, you know, make you so disgusted and so trodden that you just want to give up.
These cases can take years, and it's in the best interest of the child not to have a father. These people are insane.
Well, even the Ad Council says that children do best when they have a father involved in their life. Well, which is it? You know, is it, oh, we don't need a father anymore? And then
look,
out of the other side of the mouth, they say, well,
Dr. Phil is your father. The government is your mother and father, okay? The UCC code is your mother and father, as you kind of alluded to earlier. No, but we're not going to accept that. That's unacceptable. Hey, thanks for the call, Joe. Good luck in your case. Keep us posted. Can we go to Robert in Texas? Robert, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going okay. I'm looking at this snow, and I'm dialing FEMA as we speak here.
Yeah, I'm actually in my car, and it's snowing pretty good now.
You gonna make it?
So,
do you need some governmental assistance?
Iran, right?
Okay, go ahead.
So what do we know? We know that during the mid-1970s, the U.S. fully supported Iran's search for nuclear peaceful nuclear energy, right?
Of course.
And Henry Kissinger, you know, we fully supported it. And then, of course, when we had the Islamic Revolution, all of a sudden, there's no reason for Iran to seek peaceful nuclear energy, so it must be weapons, right?
Which we gave them.
Right. But my question is this. Well, someone posed me this question the other day. They said, when do you predict the United States and or Israel will arm a strike against Iran? And my dumb answer for them was the moment before Iran sets up their Iranian oil burst. You know what I'm talking about?
I absolutely do, and they have, for the most part. They've already moved to Euros. I mean, this is why the rhetoric is escalating, as well as the troop deployments.
Now, was Iraq involved in that commodity exchange?
Iraq was moving to Euros as they were being attacked. And, again, I want to refer Greg Palast's book to Armed Madhouse, and he talks about, you know, look, what did Saddam really do to tick off the West? And he was flooding the market with oil, and he was driving down the price. And this is what upset them so much, so they went in, and not to get the oil so much, but to keep it in the ground. You can't have rogue people producing oil. And even Hugo Chavez and Ahmadinejad now appealing to OPEC to cut production because prices have gone down, and it's hurting their economy. It's hurting their pocketbooks. And in a way, I think that there might be some cohesive strategy to do this. But you see, it's not so much about getting the oil out of the ground it is as it is keeping the oil in the ground.
Is that Alex Jones' main point on why the U.S. would want to strike Iran? Is it that commodity exchange?
Well, look, this is a very complicated question, and everything has cost-benefit analysis. That means that there are a multitude of benefits by attacking Iran. Now, if we go back to 1953 to the coup on Mossadegh, it was about oil. It was about controlling the oil. And I have to say that, you know, I don't know if they're so concerned about moving to euros and crashing the dollar. Dick Cheney, Warren Buffett, George Soros, all out betting against the dollar. So I'm not sure if that's the primary reason. Obviously, when we're talking about, you know, butting heads with the New World Order here, they want control of everything. And if they feel they don't have control of a certain region or country, they want to break in and stop that. Now, of course, we're going to be told that it's to save the women and children in Iran, as we are already planning to bomb and kill millions of them because we want to save them from those evil mullahs. But, you know, we've done shows on this. The people of Iran love this country. The majority of people are sophisticated, they're educated, and they don't want any part of an attack. We'll come right back. More on this subject and others. More calls on today's program. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Just to go back to Robert's question, why Iran? I mean, that's a pretty big question. As I said, there are so many levels to benefit from going into Iran eventually. Personally, I think that it's very costly and it will be very dangerous. But, of course, the New World Order, the West, the Bush administration see dollar signs, profits, control of the region, order out of chaos. Of course, Iran, as most of us know, are enemies of Israel, Saudi Arabia, and Iraq. They're enemies of our friends, the Arabs, in the region, of which we have extensive business relations. Above and beyond all of this, there's the angle here that China is getting a lot of its oil from Iran, which I think scares the military-industrial complex here in Oceania, let's call it. So there are a multitude of so-called benefits, and we like to ask this question, who benefits from something like this? And we'll see the usual players benefiting. There'll be a reconstruction if and when the country is conquered. It is a third world country, and they have some sophisticated missiles and apparatus, but look, I mean, it's going to be a knockoff. Keeping the peace, of course, will be the hard part. It'll be a repeat of Afghanistan and Iraq if and when this happens. I'm not sure it's even going to happen, because the risk involved in trying to pull this off is extraordinary. And that's something certainly that the neocons have been contemplating all this time. Yes, they have a window. And you better believe that this has to happen sometime in 2007. That window is going to shut pretty much right after that, if it hasn't already. But it's news, and we have to report it. We have time for a few more calls in this segment. We'll carry some of you over to the next segment, and then we'll be joined by Sal Costello of the TexasTollParty.com. I'm Jack Blood, again, filling in for Alex Jones. Let's go to David in Missouri. David, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Jack. I just want to start off by saying you're doing a fabulous job of filling in for Alex Jones.
Well, thank you.
you don't exactly sound like Sam Kennison, but, you know. I feel like Alex Jones sounds like Sam Kennison sometimes.
The reason a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, the reason I'm calling is I'm really concerned about the nation's water supply. We heard the other day that fish are actually having a difficult time reproducing due to all the birth control that's finding its way, you know, back into fresh water due to people passing it and getting into the water supply again. But if you think about it, if birth control is in the water supply, you know, you've got a whole host of pharmaceutical chemicals that we're all drinking every time we grab a glass of water, and it's really concerning.
That is, of course, if you don't filter your water. It is, they say, minute traces in Canada. I know they found Prozac. I mean, just about everything you can think of in a water supply. It's a very minute amount, but if you drink a lot of water, it certainly could add up. And the thing is, we just don't know what's going to happen, because there's no precedent for this.
Right, right, absolutely. And my wife is a diabetic, and whenever she went in and was tested for this and they put her on all the diabetic medication, immediately she began gaining weight. Uh-huh. Since then, we've gotten her off of that and onto a vegan diet, and she's able to do without all these medications and keep her blood sugar levels in check. But one of the side effects of a lot of these medications is immediate weight gain, and you know that all of us are, you know, carrying around a spare tire or two, and I think that's just something that we need to think about.
Well, look, I mean, you just made a case for, you know, getting Berkey water filters and filtering your water. It's extremely important. You can't buy good water, folks. It's just not available anymore. And, you know, this actually gets into another issue, and I've talked about this a lot as well. And, you know, when we get into who benefits, we're talking about getting into debt for these wars. These salesmen are selling us these wars. We're putting up collateral, which I believe to be our resources, which has been done all over the world. The chickens have come home to roost, and foreign entities own much of our water here in the United States. Bet you didn't know that. That's scary. We'll come right back. Second hour of the Alex Jones Show coming up right after this. This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back in 70 seconds.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.